bags and relax. Visit any EcoBank branch today and join the Singapore campaign for the Oakland Sound. EcoBank, save smart, win big. Campaign ends December 31st, 2025. Terms and conditions apply. Zambia, namutungwecho, efuzi kokuina. Kubongo bongo takwawa kune kokutea. Tungurusheni ya makasino genji ni kuchami itapengwa na ama jackpot ayaleleta yechira kushuku.
Mulingrefe kukwata phone number epela nishumatamba nukuli. Bongo bongo ala nipela ama odds ayasu masara ayamu Premier League, Champions League na yambi ayashara.
Kampeni ukuse iskeidi onse kundukose komuli.
Tanda lileni www.bongobongo.co.za ako timulembeche mutampe nukuli.
Ikipo premium gele sile bonjewa. Katusu milisharwa na basi na kwanisha iku milimona chile konse ponso ye nangula 18 years old. Uku konkwa na babi lottery board na Ministry of Tourism.
Yes?
Well, that kept our family looking good for all these years.
Well, my grandchildren, let me ask you,
what is this feeling of me? I'm so confident.
When all your shells of skin with my teeth in the main.
Protect you from all the germs and leave you feeling fresh.
What's up with this smile? The skincare benefits. Well,
Osaka, Otagwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News every day at 0630, 1200, and 1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated. Bringing you out of the press news from Osaka, Otagwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
The UPND in Kawe slams ZESCO for poor load shedding management. 35 South chefs set to make submissions on the ongoing constitution reform process. I beg your pardon, 35 South chiefs set to make submissions on the ongoing constitution reform process. An international news trial begins for an Eritrean man accused of leading brutal migrant smuggling network. An installed technical committee to decide the new Chipolo Polo head coach.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. The leadership of the United Party for National Development, UPND, in Kawe has strongly condemned the power utility company ZESCO for what it describes as unbearable load management practices, urging the company to strictly adhere to its published schedule. Speaking to Power FM News in Kawe, the Provincial Information and Publicity Secretary, Fred Kunga, who was flanked by his deputy, Emerson Pukuma, stated that the erratic manner in which ZESCO is handling load management is negatively affecting both residents and the business community alike. The two leaders exhibited their strong displeasure, acknowledging the country's power deficit, but stressing that ZESCO must nevertheless adhere to its schedule. This follows a previous directive from the district commissioner, who had also instructed the utility company to follow its timetable. The UPND officials further indicated that community frustration is mounting, with residents now placing the blame on the government. They are calling on ZESCO to take immediate and corrective action to stabilize the load management situation in Kawe.
So there's nothing sinister about the president.
Apologies for that. Meanwhile, opposition economic freedom fighters, EFF President Kasonde Mwenda, has reaffirmed his commitment to continue speaking out against the ongoing load shedding, saying his party will not relent until the problem is addressed. He questioned the government's explanation that it is not responsible for electricity exports, saying such statements are misleading. His remarks come in response to Vice President Natalie Nalumango's statement in Parliament, dismissing claims that government is exporting electricity, describing such allegations as misleading. In another development, President Hakainde Hichilema's visit to Tanzania for the inauguration of President Samia Suluhu Hassan has been described as a reaffirmation of Zambia's commitment to strengthening bilateral and economic ties with its neighbors. According to a statement issued by State House, President Hichilema's trip is anchored on Zambia's long-term national interests and diplomatic priorities aimed at safeguarding economic stability and promoting regional cooperation. The statement further highlighted the importance of key infrastructures shared by the two countries, including Tazara, the Tazama pipeline, and the port of Dar es Salaam, noting that these remain critical for Zambia's trade and logistics. Meanwhile, Ministry of Information and Media Permanent Secretary Thabo Kawana said President Hichilema attends every inauguration to which Zambia is invited without exception, either in person or through a designated representative. Mr. Kawana added that there was nothing sinister about the head of state attending the inauguration of Tanzania's president-elect, Her Excellency Samia Suluhu Hassan, emphasizing that such engagements reinforce Zambia's foreign policy of mutual respect and regional cooperation.
So there's nothing sinister about the president attending this particular inauguration in Tanzania, because Tanzania is our neighbor. And Tanzania, like any other country, held their elections, and when they are done with their elections and have elected the leader and are inaugurating that leader and they invite people to go for their inauguration, we honor those invitations and we go for those inaugurations. Remember, we are also part and parcel of international bodies such as the African Union. And these such bodies also, through the observer missions, have stated that the elections were held in the CSA environment and they have congratulated the winner. Who are we not to honor that invitation? So we just want to take the opportunity to say those that like to oppose or say something negative. Everything that the president is involved in, they want to say something negative. Remember, he is not going there as the president, Hakainde Hichilema. He is going there as Zambia's representative.
25 chiefs in Southern Province are set to give their submissions on the ongoing constitution reform process. The Technical Committee on Amendments to the Constitution is in Choma to collect views from traditional leaders and other stakeholders. Team leader Ava Jala says the committee remains committed to ensuring wide and inclusive consultations, noting that the Constitution is the supreme law that must reflect the voices of all citizens. And Southern Province Permanent Secretary Dr. Namani Monze adds that the exercise is important for strengthening democracy and promoting fair representation for women, the youth, and persons with disabilities. In another development, the Movement for Restoration of Teachers Affairs, Moreta, Zambia, has called for only 3 teacher unions to represent the education sector in the upcoming 2025-2026 collective bargaining process with government. The organization says the current situation, where more than 16 teacher unions are registered in the country, has led to what it terms insensitive madness in the bargaining process. Moreta Executive Director Dr. Mbumba Samuel says allowing too many unions to participate directly in the negotiations weakens the teachers' collective voice and results in confusion and unnecessary delays. Dr. Mbumba says the bargaining process, which starts tomorrow, November 4th, should be conducted in a sober and mature manner as teachers across the country are anxiously waiting for an improved pay package and better conditions of service for 2026. He said teachers are particularly expecting increases in basic pay, housing, and transport allowances to match the current economic situation. Dr. Mbumba further advised that the three most representative unions, those with the largest membership, should take the lead in the talks, while others should give them space to negotiate on behalf of the entire teaching fraternity. In international news, a Dutch court opened a trial Monday of an Eritrean man accused of involvement in a brutal migrant smuggling network. Prosecutors say Terweld Goitom, also known as Emmanuel Walid, ran an operation bringing East African migrants to Europe under horrific conditions, demanding huge sums of money from their relatives to free them from camps in Libya. The accused